You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. State regulators are nearing a decision on a big development proposed for Exit 4 in Randolph. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, opponents and the developer continued to argue at a hearing this week.
You know, the way site visits work, it's sort of a show and tell. Mostly we're just trying to get a lay of the land and see what that
part. At the moment, no actual buildings are being proposed for these farm fields west of Interstate 89 at Exit 4, so the commission's review is a partial one. Developer Jesse Samus wants to know if his mixed-use project meets farmland protection requirements and conforms with local and regional plans. During a visit to the site Monday, District 3 Environmental Commission members tried to imagine where the lines on a map of the development might cross the field of winter rye they were standing on.
This direction. I mean, I would still say we need to go this way if we were trying to get to the edge of the development.
Opponents, including a local group and the Vermont Natural Resources Council and Conservation Law Foundation, have attacked the proposal from a number of angles. They argue that because of its location, the 172-acre parcel that includes prime agricultural soils protected under state law, and because of its size, 1.1 million square feet, the commission should reject the plan. Developer Samus says his plan takes an innovative, clustered approach and preserves as much prime farmland as possible. Samus is asking the commission for its okay to preserve prime agricultural soils off-site in exchange for developing on some of the land at the site. Opponents have argued that Samus hasn't met the criteria for off-site mitigation, and they've criticized a plan submitted by the developer that shows only the boundaries of the project. The rest of the plan is described as conceptual and not a reflection of what the project would actually look like. In Monday's hearing, Brian Shoup of VNRC told the commission a map showing the development's boundaries isn't enough for even a partial review.
I've never seen an application like this before, and I've participated in a lot of Act 250 cases where you were presented with a site plan that the applicant's representative said, this is not a proposal, this is not what's going to happen. You haven't even seen lot lines to know how those lots are configured, to know whether the concepts that Bob White presented are innovative.
Bob White is a landscape architect hired by the developer in response to a request by the commission to further cluster the development to save more farmland. White says the boundaries are all the commission needs to determine the project's impact on farmland. Details will come whenever any actual construction is proposed for a full review under Act 250, Vermont's Development Control Law. And White took issue with opponents' characterization of the plan as insufficient, or as one lawyer for the opposition called it, a pretend scenario.
There's nothing pretending about this. It's a hypothetical plan representing how we accomplish the clustering that the board asked us to accomplish. There's no smoke screens. There's no pretend. It's an example of how the clustering principles were exercised for the board's benefit to see how we save more prime ag soils. That's what it is.
A local group called Exit 4 Open Space also gave a presentation at this week's hearing, arguing that the development doesn't conform with the Randolph Town Plan and would hurt downtown businesses. The group gave examples of properties in or near the village center that it said could be used for the light industrial, office, hotel, and residential space proposed for the development. The parties in the hearing have 30 days to file additional documents. After that, the commission will reach a decision on the proposal. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.